As we reported earlier, Sacramento is just the latest flashpoint exposing deep divisions about race and policing in America. In tonight's Brief But Spectacular, Tetrina Blaylock of Mississippi offers her personal take on losing a loved one at the hands of the police and her desire for respect.
Can you describe your firsthand experience dealing with racism and prejudice?
In Mississippi? That's all the time. I had an incident in the grocery store not far from here where it was an older white lady, so I'm just going to give it up to, you know, she just didn't know no better. So we were getting ready to check out, and yes, I had more items than her, but I was in a hurry. So she said, "You should let me in front of you." So I turned to me like this, and I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, she probably trying to open up her line in a minute," and I kept proceeding on. So she said, "You colors don't know your place." You never think your cousin gonna be the one who's gonna get shot by the police. We went to the city council meeting. I said, "We have questions that we need answers." I'm not saying my cousin was perfect, because he was in and out of jail, so you automatically assume he a thug. But what happened to my cousin was overkill. From my understanding, my cousin was like this when he got shot. So the police officers who shot my cousin, guess what they said? "I was in fear for my life. My cousin wasn't 120 pounds soaking wet with snow boots on." Okay, he was shot in his arm, he was shot in his chest, he was shot in the back of his head. The moment you hit him and he's falling back like this, the threat is gone. I'm trying to figure out how you have two officers who shot my cousin. They weren't off from work 3 months. They're back on the job. But you want me to have trust in this system that is going to work in my favor? My personal experiences with the law, they've been good and bad. I went to jail for speeding. I think the speed limit was maybe 30, and I think I was going 34, and he said that they don't play that there. I've been taken to jail for something I had nothing to do with. I've been pulled over. I've had them tear my car up once before. I'm like Fannie Lou Hamer. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I have the same rights and privileges that you have. It's a respect thing. Tupac once said that you can only beat on a door so long before you're going to come and try and kick it down. And I done knocked on the door. I done rung the doorbell. I've asked. And I'm to the point now, I'm ready to kick down doors and be like, "Hey, you're going to either give me my respect or I'm going to get my respect." My name is Trina Blaylock, and this is my brief but spectacular take on respect.
You can watch all our brief but spectacular episodes at pbs.org/newshour/brief.